Welcome to the Arlene Pellicane Podcast, your stop for encouragement that works. I'm Arlene Pellicane, author of 31 Days to a Younger You, No Surgery, No Diets, No Kidding. For encouragement, videos, my blog, and more, visit arlenepellicane.com. On today's podcast, you'll hear part two of my interview with San Diego TV News anchor Carol LeBeau. Carol anchored the news for 28 years and is dearly beloved in San Diego. You'll find out what's one thing she can't do without, plus helpful advice for tackling your ever-growing to-do list. Now here's Carol with some tips on how to begin looking and feeling your best. If someone were just to ask you, boil it down, Carol, what do you think are some keys for someone who says, I want to look and feel younger? If you just had a few keys, hey, this is what I think makes a really youthful, vivacious, beautiful, you know, 50, 60, 70-year-old, what are the things that you see in that woman?
Okay. When I look back over my life at where I've goofed it up, I see now that everybody's different. I need sleep.
Yes, yeah, sleep is so big. Yes.
And, you know, I grew up in that women's revolution, you know, where the success of a woman was measured by how much crap she fit into a day.
Yeah.
And that was somehow, she wore that as a badge of honor.
Yes.
And that still exists today, as you
sure,
know.
Sure.
You know, when you talk to your girlfriend, well, oh, I'm so tired. Well, you wouldn't believe what I had to do. You know, my goal is to say, you know, I got a great night's sleep last night. I went to bed at 9 o'clock.
Yes, exactly. I'm rested. I've got boundaries. I do what I need to do. Yeah.
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 So I think that sleep is, some people think sleep is highly overrated. I think it's highly underrated.
Yes.
It makes all the difference. Then when I say healthy diet, I don't mean you can't eat chocolate or
right.
have a cup of coffee or a glass of wine or something. That's crazy. I just mean a variety of foods,
yeah.
as much in their whole form as possible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in other words, if you have to choose between Oreos and French fries,
mm-hmm.
eat the French fries. At the very least, they're real food.
Yeah.
They may have a little grease in them, but they're real potatoes.
Right, right.
And that's how I kind of look at my diet now, you know,
because I
always feel better. If I've had a bunch of junk,
mm-hmm.
I just feel horrible.
Right, you feel yucky.
If I'm going to do something important, like make a speech,
mm-hmm.
I'll try to make sure I have a plate of eggs,
mm-hmm.
a piece of salmon,
yeah.
You know, something very high nutritional content and
yes.
high protein content, a lot of water. And I notice a difference, but the point is, you know, you want to be hydrated, you
mm-hmm.
want enough sleep, you want to eat foods in their whole form.
Yeah.
You've got to have the spiritual dimension in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to blow by that if you can just grab one verse on the way out the door as something to hang on to for the day.
Yes.
You know, those daily devotionals, I know they're considered, you know, Christian light in some circles, but sometimes, you know, when the baby's crying and
yeah.
the other one wants to eat and you got to run out the door to your job, that's
all
you're going to get.
At least you have a scripture in your head. Yes.
A scripture in your head and a
yeah.
prayer, too.
Yes.
You know, to remember to pray about everything,
yeah.
you know, as you're driving down the road. I also think it's critically important to have close kinship ties. If you don't have a friend to unload on once in a while,
yeah.
and vice versa, someone who cares about you, someone you can get naked with,
mm-hmm.
vulnerable is the what I don't
yes.
mean literally naked.
I understand.
But someone with whom you can get vulnerable, because the rest of the world, it's, how are you? Fine. How are
mm-hmm.
you? Fine. How are you? Fine. Well, that isn't really how we all are all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to have friendships. Maybe it's a mom or a sister or a girlfriend, but I think that's very underrated as well.
Yeah.
Our need for close kinship ties. And there are countless studies about the physical and psychological benefits of that. So it's really, you know, it's hard, but there's a physical component,
yeah.
a psychological component, and a spiritual component to our health, which is exactly what you're addressing.
Yeah.
And when one of those is severely out of whack,
the rest doesn't work so well.
No. And when it as much as it that sounds like a tall order, if you make the effort to do those things, and I didn't throw in exercise, which is just a given. I mean, I know not everybody gets the endorphin buzz that I do,
mm-hmm.
but you do, everyone agrees. Nobody ever goes out for a walk or a bike ride or a swim or a session at the gym and comes home and says, oh, I wish I hadn't have done that.
Right.
But if they, you know, go and have a fatty meal and a couple of glasses of cheap wine and then wonder why they kind of feel, ugh.
I probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, that's an easy, I wish I hadn't eaten all that. I wish I hadn't, you know, I wish I hadn't stayed up so late.
Yeah, and said, I got too much sleep.
I got too much sleep.
I'm too rested today.
Yeah, think about that. But, you know, those are the, and I can tell you the days that I look cruddy and feel cruddy and I'm not relating at a good level,
mm-hmm.
You can almost look back and say, okay,
mm-hmm.
that's where I fouled up. And it's a pain in the neck sometimes to think about it, but it's worth the effort because when those things are a little bit lined up, and they won't always be perfectly lined up,
right?
But you can, you're more effective, you're more productive.
Yes.
And the most important part, you've got more joy.
Yeah.
So, and I'm sitting here in retirement without kids at home, and I'm sure one of your readers is going to go, yeah, easy for you to say. And it's true. I mean, I had days where, and months where bosses said, I'm sorry, we need you to do, you know, two extra shows a night because somebody's on maternity leave,
mm-hmm.
and we also need you to shoot a special for the rating period, and, you know, I'd promised somebody else I'd help them with a charity function or a church event or whatever,
yeah.
and you get overbooked,
yeah.
overwhelmed, overtaxed, you know, diet. But the point is, when you see yourself getting to that point, then it's time to back off and
yeah.
see where you can take back control.
Yes. You look at what you can do and where you're going to be most productive, and you go for it, and you have to say no to the periphery things that you know you just don't have the energy for.
There is another thing that women do, men don't do so much, that really sabotages us.
Yeah.
We compare ourselves too easily with one another.
Yes.
So in other words, I'll look at a gal I work with, and she looks great, and I realize she only slept 5 hours. She's got a daughter.
Yes.
She's done 4 things before work, and that will really bring me down sometimes.
Yeah.
And it took many years to get to a point to say, you know, for some reason I need sleep. I've tried
yeah.
doing without it.
Yes.
I've tried backing off, and it's the way I'm wired. Ever since I've been a toddler, my parents told me I slept a lot.
So you and I are kindred spirits.
Yes. And, you know, I hated sleepovers and slumber parties and all that jazz. I never pulled an all-nighter in college.
Oh, it's so funny.
I hate that.
Yeah.
So for me to compare myself to my colleague for whom, for whatever reason, sleep, you know, she seems to be able to do well, but then as I would watch her, I'd see this crash and burn come every couple of months, you know, and she'd either get a virus or, you know, just fall apart emotionally a little bit. And my point is that it's the women's movement for all it accomplished did not help women in this area.
Yeah.
We tend to think we can do it all and have it all and all at the same time, which
yes.
is a flat out lie.
Yeah.
No self-respecting man with an IQ over 10 would have ever bought into that.
Yeah.
So we believe that lie, and then we wonder why we feel like crud, and then we judge other women based
yeah.
on what we think the standard should be too. Bad decision.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, if God created us unique and special,
mm-hmm.
then we're unique and special.
Yeah.
And and health to some extent means knowing yourself,
mm-hmm.
your strengths, your weaknesses, what makes you tick.
Yeah.
And then you can make choices about your health and your life and your relationships, you know, with confidence, knowing that I'm doing the right thing because this is right for me, my family, my situation, the way I'm wired.
Yeah.
And others can make their decisions the same way.
Yeah.
So I don't know if there's a way to congeal that, but
yes.
It's very important to me. I know because I fought it my whole life.
Yeah.
Thinking, well, I need to be able to, you know, do what she's doing and cook like she cooks, and I hate to cook.
Right. I don't like to cook either.
I you know, I've tried every once in a while. I go, okay, this is the year, man. I'm going to learn to cook.
Yes.
And it's like, you know, 2 weeks, I'm perfectly happy with a baked potato and some fresh vegetables,
yeah.
you know. And so is my husband.
Exactly.
I don't need any chicken marsala wrapped in
right.
Gouda or something, you know.
On the flip side, someone who cooks and does all these things that you can't do is thinking, oh, look, she can talk in front of people.
Right.
And she can do this. And they're thinking, I'm worthless. I'm nothing. I can't talk in front of people. I could never be on the news. I could never
yep.
MC a program. I could, you know, and they're thinking, oh, I'm worthless, you know, and that's not true either.
That's
so
right.
it just goes back and forth. It's true.
And you need to know that the lady that is MCs those events, I can't take a group of photographs and put them in a nice grouping because I have no creative ability.
Yes.
I can't arrange flowers. I've tried. I can't even really put clothing together very well. I need expert advice. You know, that creative side went to someone else.
Yeah.
And so when I go to someone's home that just looks like,
yeah,
you
like
know, the
of
front
a
of a magazine,
right.
I just
can't
want
relate.
To beat
yeah.
myself up.
Yeah, I understand.
Isn't it refreshing to see that even TV personalities that seem to have it all together have weaknesses too, just like us? I thoroughly enjoyed talking to Carol, and I have a feeling you enjoyed getting a behind-the-scenes look at this popular TV personality as well. It's very good to see the authentic mind and heart behind the news personality, and I'm just so thrilled that Carol was able to come on the program and that she allowed me to interview her for my book, 31 Days to a Younger You, No Surgery, No Diets, No Kidding. That book, published in January of 2011, is available anywhere fine books are sold, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Borders, your Christian bookstore. So I encourage you to pick up 31 Days to a Younger You so that you can start looking and feeling younger beginning today. Like Carol said, being exhausted is not a badge of honor. So again, if you need that daily encouragement to stay on track and to say no to things, have margins in your life, pick up my book, 31 Days to a Younger You, and visit my website, arlenepelicane.com.